The football season at Rensselaer High School has been called off, and the problem is not funding for the sports budget, but a lack of players. Despite in-school recruitment efforts, the team could not field enough players to compete this year. There was a time when students competed for a spot on high school sports teams and did not want to make the cut list. Dr. Robert Zayas is the executive director of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. He says that's not the case anymore.
Kids are specializing in one sport at a much younger age than they ever have before. So we're seeing situations where maybe 10 years ago, kids would play football in the fall and then basketball in the winter. Now they're just focusing on basketball year-round. And it's really becoming an issue, not just here in New York, but really throughout the country.
What is the reason why kids are now picking one sport instead of several?
Unfortunately, I think there's an awful lot of misconceptions that exist right now. Parents are being led to believe that there's more scholarship opportunities out there than there really are at the NCAA level. They're also being led to believe that if they play year-round, their opportunity for a scholarship would actually increase because skill development would get better. The difficulty in that, however, is that for a scholarship opportunity at the Division I level, there's not even that many scholarships to really go around when you really look at the amount of competition throughout the country and really now even global competition for college scholarships. So I think that's becoming more of the issue is parents don't understand the reality of the scholarship issue at the next level.
And do you think people are concerned when it comes to football about the injuries, the concussions, the long-term effects that have been documented?
I think that that's the greatest threat to high school football right now is the misconceptions that revolve around the sport of football. Today in the sport of football, we have better training of coaches. We have more rules and regulations focused on minimizing the risk of student athletes. The game of football today is not the game of football 10, 20 years ago. And I think the misconceptions that parents are led to believe is certainly damaging football and is preventing a lot of kids from receiving incredible benefit from participating. So it's a concern of mine. It's a concern of many executive directors of high school athletic associations throughout the country. And we're actively working to clear up those misconceptions, and we're strategizing on ways to increase participation in youth football, not just here in New York, but also throughout the country.
Are young men perhaps thinking more about soccer than football as soccer gains popularity in the United States?
I think parents are thinking to have their son play soccer because they are led to believe that soccer has no inherent risk when compared to football, and it's certainly not the case. Every sport has an inherent risk. Riding a bicycle, jumping off a diving board, climbing a tree, those are all have inherent risk as well, and kids participate in those activities on a daily basis. So I think we really need to look at how the game of football has changed and all that we and other youth organizations are doing throughout the country to ensure that when kids participate in the sport of football, they're doing so with a much greater focus on safety and a much greater focus on education and training than we ever have before. But no sport is free of risk. Even the sport of soccer, very seldom is it discussed that girls' soccer is the second most concussed sport that is out there when you look at research and statistics. But very, very rarely do we talk about concussions in girls' soccer.
Is it harder to get coaches as well these days, along with harder to get players?
I think coaches are sometimes more challenging to get, but I also think that it's a situation that just in society in general, everybody's busy. Whether you're busy with year-round sports specialization or so many other things going on, I think that's probably the case for a lot of different professions. I'm happy to report that we do have incredible coaches in the state of New York, people that give of their time on a daily basis, sometimes on a volunteer basis, to give back to kids and give back to their community.
Dr. Robert Zayas is the executive director of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association.